Hello. Wow, it has been a while. It has been a long while that I've been out of here. And I really do appreciate all of us that have listened to one or two episodes of the podcast, even without the new episodes coming up. I appreciate the loyalty to the brand. I appreciate the commitment to building yourself. I am back now, ladies and gentlemen, and we are here again on Structures and Frameworks. I am your host, Jeremy Abomera, also known as Lord of Branding, taking you on this ride today, tomorrow, and every other day that we are going to be sharing on. So today we're going to be talking about something really interesting, and I call it blind solutionism. Blind solutionism, the concept or the idea of being a blind solutionist, right? So let's talk about it a little bit. Now, being a blind solutionist is a concept where you find a way to get something done without necessarily knowing the already existing process to do that, right? I'll say it again. Being a blind solutionist is, or rather, a blind solutionist is someone who finds a way to get something done without necessarily knowing the laid down process to get it done. So this person is someone who is results-driven, who is solution-driven, not necessarily process-driven. Now, the beauty about blind solutionism is many a time you get to create new processes to solve that problem. So let me bring it home. A lot of us are in industries and spheres where we come in as newbies, right? Or let me use myself as a practical example. I came into brand strategy and marketing communication, or rather, I came into marketing communication as a newbie. I didn't have a lot of, already existing laid down knowledge. I didn't go to any school for branding. I didn't go to any college for marketing communication. I just loved the idea, and I knew how to get the solution. I knew how to get the results. However, I didn't have a clue of how to generate the process, what the already existing process in the industry was. So many a time, I'm asked to deliver on a project, and I deliver, and the client is really excited. But when, you know, I'm discussing with someone who is in the industry, and I'm talking about how I got that result, it looks like, is it a fluke? How did you find your way around it to get here? But the funny thing is, it was a process I created by myself, right? To get the solution I needed. However, that solution was not the, or rather, that process was not the generally accepted one, but the solution is generally accepted. Now, what does that mean? It means that you have, in your blindness, right, to the existing process, found or created an alternative process to define the same line of action, but not in line with what already exists. Now, when you take your process to the industry, it is more or less frowned on or frowned upon. Why? Because it is not in line with what they already have. It is not in line with what exists in that sphere. So there is always a disparity between you, right, and the system or the industry. I don't know if you're following, right? There's always that conflict that you are not doing the things the way we do them. But most times, what we want to see, right? Well, the questions we ask ourselves is, what do you really want, the process or the result? Now, the problem many of us have is not that these processes don't exist, but we have not been able to document these processes to now become our own signature processes that we can begin to use to deliver the result consistently over time. Like I know of a lady who she was working at a salon, and she was able to there was a hairstyling, right, that she was really good at, but she was not doing it the way the madam had taught the rest of them. So she had her own process, she had her own trick that she used to reach the end result. She almost got fired, not because she wasn't doing it, but she wasn't doing it the way the madam was doing it. Now, a lot of us come to that point where we have conflict, where it now looks like you are not doing it well, not because you are not doing it well, but because you're not doing it the way they prescribe. I believe we are now on the same page on this. Now, when you are in that kind of position, what I believe you should do is explain your process. Right? Now, the reason why I said explain is because I believe that you must have used that process once, twice, three times, and it has given you the same generic result that everybody wants. Now, the only reason why you can explain a process is when you have documented it. So you explain the process you have documented. Now, share that process with whoever is asking. They say, okay, this is how I got here. I got this result by putting this here, and I did this research to get this, and I used this to get that, and to get that, and to get that. A couple of weeks ago, I had a conversation with someone concerning a job we were working on, and there was a clash, right? Not necessarily because both processes were wrong, but the processes didn't just stand on the same platform. I had developed my own process of getting results, and the person that was on the other side wanted a different process that I wasn't used to. So it looked like there was, you know, this conflict of, in quote, processes. A lot of times, many of us are in this situation, and we almost feel like we are not good enough in the eye of the system or in the eye of the industry. But I'm here to tell you that being a blind solutionist is the beginning of inventions and innovations. In whatever industry you find yourself, you have birthed something beautiful with your blindness, in quote, and have created something that you can now pass down to other people that are of your mental and intellectual disposition within your sphere of influence. So when you sell the solution that you have developed based on how you think to people who think like you, it comes naturally to them. So you now become, you now become a progenitor of a process to a people. All right? So blind solutionism in itself is the process of creating generic solutions or system-based solutions, or system agreed solutions through irregular processes. So it means you are blind to what exists as the laid down process, but your goal remains getting the job done. A lot of us have come from places where we are not really about processes. We are about results. But for us to reach points of prominence in our respective industries, we need to begin to document our processes. We need to begin to put pen to paper as to how we get our work done. Why? The world responds to processes. They don't respond to just results anymore. Because we want to be able to replicate this result using your process across different clients. So 1 + 1 is 1, and it became acceptable as 1 because in the moon it is still 1, under the sea it is still 1, on land 1 + 1 agreement to. I don't know if we are on the same page. So I hope that this podcast that I have shared tonight is going to open your minds to new possibilities. One, possibilities of developing new processes for different stuff, but more importantly, documenting those processes, so you end up not just being a blind solutionist but now a true innovator. Because innovation in itself is when you create something that doesn't exist and now make it commercial, right? So the process that you have delivered or you have created did not exist before. When you document it and can now sell it, you can commercialize it, which now brings you to the point of innovation. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been an amazing 10 plus minutes talking to all of us on this platform. I hope this information I have shared will trigger you to taking certain actions in the right direction for you to reach your set goal. See you next time on Structures and Framework. I am your host again, Jeremy Akwamera, also known as Lord of Branding, signing out. Take care.